but a great one. I know, because it happened to me. I have spent my entire life in pursuit of flavor. As a child, I found myself in the kitchen only when Maman enlisted me and my brothers to peel raw fava beans or pick fresh herbs for the traditional Persian meals she served us every night. My parents left Tehran for San Diego on the eve of the Iranian Revolution, shortly before I was born in 1979. I grew up speaking Farsi, celebrating Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, and attending Persian school to learn how to read and write. But the most delightful aspect of our culture was the food. It brought us together. Rare were the nights when our aunts, uncles, or grandparents didn't join us at the dinner table, which was always filled with plates mounded high with herbs, platters of saffron rice, and fragrant pots of stew. Invariably, I was the one who snagged the darkest, crunchiest pieces of tadig, the golden crust that formed at the bottom of every pot of Persian rice Maman made. Though I certainly loved to eat, I never imagined I'd become a chef. I graduated from high school with literary ambitions and moved north to study English literature at UC Berkeley. I remember someone mentioning a famous restaurant in town during my freshman orientation, but the idea of dining there never occurred to me. The only restaurants I'd ever eaten at were the Persian kebab places in Orange County my family trekked to each weekend, the local pizza joint, and fish taco stands at the beach. There were no famous restaurants in San Diego. Then I fell in love with Johnny, a rosy-cheeked, sparkly-eyed poet who introduced me to the culinary delights of his native San Francisco. He took me to his favorite taqueria, where he taught me how to construct an order for the perfect mission burrito. Together, we tasted baby coconut and mango ice creams at Mitchell's. We'd sneak up the stairs of Coit Tower late at night to eat our slices of Golden Boy pizza, watching the city twinkle below. Johnny had always wanted to dine at Chez Panisse, but had never had the chance. It turned out that the famous restaurant I'd once heard about was an American institution. We saved up for 7 months and navigated a labyrinthine reservation system to secure a table. When the day finally arrived, we went to the bank and exchanged the shoebox of quarters and dollar bills for two crisp $100 bills and two 20s, dressed up in our nicest outfits, and zoomed over in his classic convertible VW Beetle, ready to eat. The meal, of course, was spectacular. We ate frisée au lardon, halibut in broth, and guinea hen with tiny chanterelle mushrooms. I'd never eaten any of those things before. Dessert was chocolate soufflé. When the server brought it to us, she showed me how to poke a hole in the top with my dessert spoon and then pour in the accompanying raspberry.